in listen-only mode.
ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 223. బ్రహ్మాభిన్నత్వ విజ్ఞానం భవమోక్షస్య కారణం యేనా ద్వితీయమానందం బ్రహ్మ సంపద్యతే బుధైహి. సో విత్ ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక ది ఆత్మస్వరూప విచార ఆర్ ది జీవాత్మ విచార దట్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ దట్ వాస్ ఓవర్ అండ్ నౌ వి ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు ది పరమాత్మ విచార ఫ్రమ్ ది శ్లోక అండ్ వి సెడ్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అడెక్వెట్ దట్ ఐ నో ఐ ఆమ్ ది వాటర్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వేవ్ బట్ ఐ షుడ్ ఆల్సో నో దట్ ఐ ఆమ్ ది వాటర్ విచ్ ఈస్ ది సబ్స్ట్రాటమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఓషన్ ఆల్సో. I should know I am the substratum of Vyashti and also I am the substratum of Samashti. Both I should know, the total. Then only the teaching will be complete. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Brahma abhinnatva vijnanam. Brahma abhinnatva vijnanam. Brahma abhinnatva vijnanam. Only when the knowledge of my identity with Brahman, that is known, భవ మోక్షస్య కారణం ఇట్ రిమూవ్స్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ హ్యావ్ లెర్న్ టిల్ నౌ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ హాఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఇట్ కెనాట్ గివ్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. ఇఫ్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష హ్యాస్ టు కమ్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు గో టు ది నెక్స్ట్ టాపిక్, నేమ్లీ ది ఐక్యం టాపిక్, జీవ ఈశ్వర ఐక్యం టాపిక్. ఏన అద్వితీయ ఆనందం బ్రహ్మ సంపద్యతే బై దిస్ జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్య జ్ఞానం అలోన్, బై దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ అలోన్ వన్ అటైన్స్ అద్వితీయం ఆనందం ఆర్ బ్రహ్మ ఆనందం. బుధైహి, బుధైహి మీన్స్ బై ద వైస్ పీపుల్. సో వి సా టు దిస్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ శ్లోక 224. బ్రహ్మభూతస్తు సంసృత్యై విద్వాన్ నావర్తతే పునః విజ్ఞాతవ్యమత సమ్యక్ బ్రహ్మాభిన్నత్వమాత్మనః. సో ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక, యాస్ వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్, ఈస్ మోర్ అన్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎలాబరేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ శ్లోకాస్. సో బ్రహ్మభూతస్థ విద్వాన్ సంసృత్యై నా వర్తతే, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక. విద్వాన్ బ్రహ్మభూతః భవతి. Here Shankaracharya, he makes a very subtle modification he makes. In the previous shloka, he said, one has to know Brahman for liberation. Whereas in this shloka, he says, the wise man who has become Brahman will not get into samsara again. That is, previously he talked about knowledge of Brahman. Here he talks about becoming Brahman. So we may then wonder, am I to know Brahman or am I to become Brahman or both? Whether I should know Brahman or should I have to become Brahman or should I do both? Such confusions might come. And our answer is what? Knowing Brahman itself is becoming Brahman as it were. Brahma vit apnoti param. Because when we know Brahman, the knowledge is always in the form of I am Brahman. That is the knowledge. There is no other way of knowing Brahman except in the form of Aham Brahma Asmi. Just as, for example, when Karna wanted to know about the sixth son of Kunti, and Kunti tells him, Tat Tvam Asi. When he knew about the sixth son, not only he knew, he also became the sixth son. What do we mean by became again? Not that before he was not and now he has become. It does not mean that before he did not know the fact. After the knowledge, he knew the fact. That's all the difference. Therefore, knowing is as though becoming. It is not actually becoming. It is as though becoming. Similarly, my attempt is always to know only. But once I know, I discover that I happen to be the one whom I wanted to know all the time. Therefore, Brahmajnani is always Brahma Bhutaha, the one who knows. Brahman is the one who becomes Brahman as it were. And so Shankaracharya says, Vidwan Brahma Bhutaha, the wise man, Vidwan who has become Brahman as it were, Samsrityai na avartate punaha. He does not come back to samsara again. He does not have rebirth. He is not born again at all. Does not have rebirth. He attains moksha. And the most interesting thing is what? We use the expression, he does not have rebirth. Because these are all, even though when we say these terms, we should understand each one of them very clearly. We say, he does not have rebirth. But when a person really understands this teaching, he will not worry about rebirth at all. Because his knowledge is what? I don't have first birth at all. And what to talk about rebirth? I was never born. The prefix re, that is used to denote again, generally. When I don't have one birth itself, where is the question of rebirth? Therefore, the absence of rebirth is a promise given to the student in the beginning. And the student takes this promise very, very seriously. And when the student comes to know Brahman, this promise becomes an irrelevant promise. It is a redundant promise. The seeking itself becomes meaningless. Because when I am Brahman, na jayate mriyate va kadachite. Where is the question of whether I am reborn or not? But it has to be said in the beginning, because then the student at the beginning, what he is doing? He is suffering from all kinds of problems. And so he is told that he does not have to come back at all to life, to samsara again. So rebirthlessness has become a very important seeking. And so Shankaracharya says, Vidwan punaha na avartate, moksham prapunoti. That's what it means. Ataha. Therefore, vijnatavyam, every seeker of moksha, what he should know, atmanaha brahma abhinnatvam. One's identity with Brahman should be known. Atmanaha means one's own here. Refers to what? Not the panchakoshas. Atmanaha does not refer to the panchakoshas, but the panchakosha vilakshana atma, the atma that is different from the panchakoshas. I should know the identity of myself with the consciousness principle, with Brahman, the jagat karanam Brahma. So abhinnatvam here means aikyam. Actually, it is a double negative language. Bhinnatvam means what? Difference. And abhinnatvam means non-difference. Aikyam means oneness. And how should one know? Samyak vijnatavyam. This knowledge must be thorough knowledge. Should be known thoroughly. Half Vedantic knowledge can still make a person seek freedom from rebirth. Half knowledge. Because he will say, I know I am Atma without rebirth. But I am worried about the rebirth of the Sukshma Shariram. I know I have no rebirth, but I am worried about the rebirth of the Sukshma Shariram. Because what happens at death, we have told many times. Sukshma Shariram goes from one Sthula Shariram to another. That's the travel. Then I will ask you the question back. Why are you worried about the Sukshma Shariram traveling at all? The very worry about Sukshma Shariram is because of what? Is because of strong identification with Anatma. Suppose one says, I am worried about the Sukshma Shariram because it is my Sukshma Shariram. Then I will ask the question, what do you mean by my Sukshma Shariram? If I know I am the Atma, which Sukshma Shariram is my Sukshma Shariram? None. All Sukshma Shariams are in me. Therefore, if I am going to be worried about Sukshma Shariram, I have to worry about all the Sukshma Shariams, not just only the so-called my Sukshma Shariram. So, the very worry about rebirth, that indicates non-understanding of Vedanta. So, in the real understanding of Vedanta, the rebirth question does not come at all. And still, I have to talk about that because many people are worried about rebirth. For those who don't believe in rebirth, I will talk about problems in this life itself and the importance of Jivan Mukti, talk about old age, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkham, all those things I'll talk about those people who don't believe in rebirth. But once Vedanta is understood properly, rebirth question will never come at all. So Shankaracharya, he promises that for a beginner. So ataha. Ataha means therefore, since knowledge alone will remove rebirth, you should gain knowledge of Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, one should know. So these two shlokas are introductory shlokas, and now the actual topic of Brahman that is going to begin from the next shloka, shloka 225, which we will read. Actually, this shloka and the following a few shlokas are in a peculiar meter. So we will read them like prose, as we have done earlier also. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma vishuddham param svatasiddham nityanandaikarasam pratyagabhinnam nirantaram jayati. So once the topic of Brahman, when that comes, we have to totally rely upon what? Only Shruti Pramanam. That alone we have to rely upon, only the scriptures. This is something which is not available for Pratyaksha or Anumanadi Pramanas. Pratyaksha Pramanam, Anumana Pramanam. None of them can give any information about Brahman. Shankaracharya writes the whole section based on the Upanishadic sayings only. And Brahman is very beautifully defined in the Taittiriya Upanishad, in the Brahmananda Valli. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyomanne shohoshnute sarvan kama ansaha brahmana vipaschiteti tasmadvaye tasmadatmana akashas sambhutaha. So the Acharya is paraphrasing those portions of the Upanishad in these shlokas. And what is Brahman? Satyam Brahma. Satyam refers to the pure existence, that which is never subject to negation, that is never subject to destruction. So, yet abhadyam tat satyam, that which is not subject to negation or destruction, that alone is called satyam. And if you go by this definition, the only thing which is never negated is pure existence alone. Everything gets reduced to something or the other. The only thing that continues as a common factor is what? The existence itself. That is why elsewhere in the Upanishad, that itself translates Satyam as Sat. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam, it says. So Sadeva saumya idamagra asit Sat. Therefore, Brahman is defined as Sat, as the basic existence. Not only that, it is jnanam, the knowledge which is not subject to negation or destruction also. And why do you use this adjective? Because the word jnanam is written along with satyam. Therefore, what type of jnanam it is? Satyam jnanam it is. And what is satyam? That which is not negatable or destructible. That is satyam. And since satyam is used synonymously to jnanam, the jnanam also should be that which is not negatable or destructible. And what is that? Any jnanam that one can talk about is subject to negation or destruction, and therefore we have to look for that aspect which is not negatable or destructible. And that is something every knowledge which is persistent, that is persistent knowledge. In Ghata Jnanam, in the part knowledge, or Vriksha Jnanam, in the tree knowledge, or Manushya Jnanam, what is persistently there? Jnanam, Jnanam, Jnanam. That awareness, that alone is there persistently. That means what? The awareness alone is the persistent factor. Ghata Jnanam means I am aware of part. Vriksha Jnanam means I am aware of tree. In every Jnanam, there is awareness plus an object. And the only thing that is persistent in all of them is the awareness or the consciousness principle. And suppose if we stop all the knowing processes, like closing all the sense organs and thoughts, even when your mind is blank, then that is the consciousness principle. Conscious of what? The blank consciousness. Blank consciousness does not mean that consciousness is blank. Blank consciousness means the consciousness of blankness. What I am conscious of, that varies. But that I am conscious of, that does not vary. That conscious principle is called jnanam. Therefore, satyam is pure existence and jnanam is pure consciousness. And when you extract existence and consciousness separately, then how do you extract them? Only by intellectual means, intellectually, by understanding. You imagine, for example, a cosmic mixie, a huge mixie. Put the entire world into that mixie. And in every object of the world, what is common? Pure existence is common. Why? Earth is. The table is, the mic is, the chair is, the computer is, the isness. Churn in the mixie, put them all together and leave out the world aspect and take out the essence common to all of them. And what is that essence? Pure existence, common to all of them. Now, whenever we talk about the world, there is another thing also that is parallel when we talk about the world, which should also be noted. To talk about the world, what do we need? We require knowledge of the world. To talk about earth, we need knowledge of earth. So whatever we talk about, the corresponding knowledge should be there. Therefore, take for example the second mixie and put all the knowledge as it were, as you put all the objects as it were in the first mixie, put all the knowledge as it were in the second mixie. So in the first mixie you put objects, in the second mixie you put all the knowledge. When they are crashed, we get the pure awareness. And the Upanishad says, the pure awareness and the pure existence we name as Brahman. So, Satyam, Jnanam, Brahma. Okay, and what is the size of that knowledge and that existence? We can talk about the size of existence only when it is associated with an object. When the existence is associated with the hall, for example, there's a hall. We talk about the hall existence with respect to its dimensions, the length of the hall, width of the hall, height of the hall. In short, qualified existence has got size, parameters. But here we talk about unqualified existence, which is not associated with any particular object. And so, what will be its size? Anantam means what? That whose size we cannot talk about. Anantam. Antam means dimension. Height, weight, length, all of them. And anantam means dimensionless. It is not the biggest dimension, but about the dimension we cannot talk about. That is anantam. Similarly, jnanam also has got a location and limitation when it is associated with an object. Objective knowledge or qualified knowledge has got limitations. For example, pot knowledge has got a birth for the pot. It has a location also. That is, the pot knowledge is in the mind where the pot thought is there. Only when there is a pot thought in the mind, there is pot knowledge. If it has got a time-wise and space-wise location, when it is associated with object, therefore, qualified knowledge has got location and dimension. And unqualified knowledge, which is called awareness or consciousness, cannot have location or dimension, and therefore it is anantam. So, it is an adjective connected with both satyam and jnanam. So, anantam satyam, anantam jnanam, Brahma. And here the Upanishad does not say the Brahman is Anantam, Satyam and Anantam, Jnanam. The conjunction is not used. That is cha, Anantam cha, Satyam cha, Jnanam cha. It doesn't use that. If the conjunction is used, what will happen then? Brahman will be a combination of infinite existence and infinite consciousness. Then the Brahman will become an assembly of two things. By not using the conjunction, what the Upanishad indicates is infinite existence and infinite consciousness are synonymous. They are not two separate entities. Infinite existence is infinite consciousness, and infinite consciousness is infinite existence. This is a very, very important definition, considered to be the most important definition of Brahman. We can take any number of corollaries for this also. For example, we said infinite existence and infinite consciousness are identical. That is, unqualified existence and unqualified consciousness are identical. Actually, the verb are, that itself is a misnomer. It cannot be used. Still, we have to use some verb, so we have used it. But what happens is, when the qualifications come, in the field of qualifications, the existence and consciousness, they remain as though divided in the field of qualifications. For example, if you look at the example, the clock existence is outside and the clock knowledge is inside. And therefore, I am in transaction, I am dealing with clock existence and clock knowledge. If you take a clock, there is a division. Clock existence is outside of me. Clock knowledge is in me. So there is a difference. There is a vikalpa. I cannot say clock knowledge and clock existence are one and the same. For example, sugar knowledge and sugar existence are not one and the same. If they are, what is the advantage? Sugar knowledge will be sweet, like the sugar existence itself. But I find that knowing sugar does not give me sweetness. I have to still add sugar to my coffee. I have to separately go for the sugar existence. Therefore, in the Vyavaharika plane, in practical reality, in the relative plane, existence and consciousness are divided as subject and object. So Vishaya, Vishayi Rupena, in Vyavaharika plane, consciousness and the knowledge and object, they are divided. But the moment one removes all the qualifications, we find that the difference between the subject and the object, they will gradually disappear. So in the Jagradavastha, in the waking state, I, the knower, and the world, the known, they are divided. In Swapnavastha, in the dream state also, the subject and object are divided. But when I go to deep sleep, Sushupti state, in that avastha, all the qualifications are removed. The qualified existence and the qualified consciousness, the qualifications are removed. So in Sushupti, what do I find? The unqualified existence and the unqualified consciousness, both of them have merged into one. As in the Dakshinamurti Stotra, Acharya said, Rahugrastha Divakarendu Sadrishaha Maya Samachadanat Sanmatra Karanopa Samharanataha Sobu Sushupta Puman. So in deep sleep state, in Sushupti, I am pure existence, which is pure consciousness also. As even I wake up, all the qualifications come. Then there is division. The qualified existence and the qualified knowledge, they get divided as it were. Therefore, Anantam has become Santam. Sanantam has become Santam, endowed with Antam. And Nirvikalpam becomes Savikalpam. Nirvikalpam becomes Savilkam, Savikalpam, and Anantam becomes Santam. Therefore, pure existence and pure consciousness, how it will be? If one wants the nearest example experience, what should one do to get the nearest experience of pure existence and pure consciousness? One doesn't have to do anything. One has to go to sleep. Not in the class though, but at an appropriate time. So the Lord Himself has given the Brahma Anubhava every day. So Prashnopanishad, there is a statement, Aharahar Brahma Gacchati. So Everyone experiences unqualified existence and unqualified consciousness, unlocated existence consciousness, dimension-free existence consciousness naturally every day in sleep. So Brahman is limitless, unqualified existence consciousness is limitless, that Brahman I am. I should own that up. All our spiritual sadhanas are only to own up this fact that I am unqualified, I am limitless existence consciousness, I am the crystallized essence of the world, Jagat, I am the Sara of the universe. And when I am diluted, I am the universe, concentrate I am Brahman, existence consciousness. So the concentrated I experience in sleep, diluted I, the diversified I experience in dream by partial expansion, and I experience in waking the total expansion. This is the Vedantic teaching. So the foundation is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. And Vishuddham. Vishuddham means it is totally pure, without any second thing to disturb it. And it is Param. It is absolute. It cannot be brought into the relative world of time and space. That is why studying consciousness, what happens? Studying consciousness, that becomes a very, very difficult thing, because it cannot be brought into any of those dimensions at all. It becomes difficult, because our orientation is what? Is to bring Brahman also into the Desha, Kala, Prapancha, and find out the physical, chemical, and natural laws governing Brahman. We want to bring Brahman into the Vyavaharika Prapancha. The Upanishad says it does not come into that at all, into that field. It is paramarthikam. It is not vyavaharikam. And when we say it is absolute, one should not think that it is away from vyavaharika. That is also another strange thing. Then also we the spatial concept, that also we bring. So the very question, where is paramarthikam, is a question for which we can ever give any answer. We cannot give at all, because the very question is based on vyavaharika oriented mind. That is why Krishna said actually in the Gita, chodyam va pariharo va kriyatam dvaita bhashaya advaita bhashaya chodyam nastinapi taduttaram. All your questions and answers are in the field of dvaitam. Where is it? When it is, how is it, all those questions. Advaita bhashaya chodyam nasti, na api uttaram. No answer, no question. Therefore, paramarthikam can never be away from vyavaharikam. The pure existence is never away from qualified existence. Pure consciousness is never away from consciousness. It is in and through vyavaharika, but not circumscribed by vyavaharika. That is called what? Param. Like the waker, who is in and through the dream world, but not affected by the dream rain, or the dream fire, or the dream earthquake. None of them affect him. Therefore, we can say that, what we can say? The waker is Param with respect to dream. Brahman is Param with respect to the waking world. Param is not physically away. It is in and through all the vyavaharikas, but it is not conditioned by the vyavaharikas. Consciousness is in brain, but it will not come under the neurological laws governing the brain. Like what? So it is svatasiddham. How do we prove that consciousness? How do we prove that? Shankaracharya says, the very attempt to prove the consciousness is meaningless, because you are trying to prove consciousness because you happen to be a conscious being. Therefore, if there is one thing that need not be proved, is that is consciousness. that which is used for proving everything need not be proved. And if consciousness need not be proved, then what is the purpose of Shastras then? It is not to prove consciousness, but to negate the qualifications from consciousness. When a person has got wave in front and he wants to know water, I am not proving water because water is already in front of me. What I try to do is take the qualified water, which I call as wave, and negate the Nama Rupa. That's what I have to do. And teach him wave, the Nama Rupa, water that you want to know. So wave minus Nama Rupa is water. Therefore, what is the teacher's aim? Qualified consciousness is already evident in the expression, I am. What the teacher tries to teach is what? Stop with that and remove all the qualifiers. I am. Don't say I am MA, I am PhD, I am doctor, I am FRCS, I am father, I am son, I am manager. No, stop with I am. The unqualified I am Brahman. And this is the purpose of teaching. Teaching is more removal than adding a new substance. The purpose of Vedanta is what? Is not to introduce a new substance, but to remove the attributes from the already available substance, which is what? Which is I. And therefore he says, Swata Siddham. Brahman is self-evident in the form of I am. The I indicates consciousness and am indicates existence. And later, the words, whatever we add, they all indicate the qualifiers. So negate all the qualifications, retain only the I and am, then the purpose is done. Purpose of Vedanta is accomplished. For example, from the expression, I am so-and-so's, you know, father, that should change from so-and-so's father to become, I am a male. From that it should change to, I am a human being. From there, I have to change to, I am a being. When all qualifiers are removed, that's what ultimately one person will become. So, we should own up the capital, I am the being. And that's it. What is the benefit of knowing this? Nitya anandaika rasam. The moment I own up my beingness, then the limitations belonging to me, they are all removed. Like, for example, the Berlin Wall, that is broken. There is the unification of the micro and the macro. The qualifications are the dividing wall. So the qualification for Vedanta is what? One must be disqualified from all qualifications. In Vyavaharika life, we spend all the time in qualifying ourselves. I want to earn this degree, that degree, all that. But Vedanta attempts to disqualify the person from all his qualifications. So that's what. So what? When limitations go away, that is called ananda. So anantatvam, experienced or wound up, that is ananda. And what type of ananda it is? It is nitya ananda. Because in all sense pleasures, the walls of ananda are temporarily gone only. You may get into the nirvikalpa avastha also, any pleasure. But since it is still experiential, nirvikalpa avastha, it is not permanent. Anything experiential is not permanent. But when it is nirvikalpa jnanam, then it is permanent. So that is the difference. That is why we don't give importance to samadhi and all that. Even nirvikalpa samadhi, all that, we don't give importance to them. Because samadhi is an avastha, and therefore temporarily it is one can experience nirvikalpa. But jnanam we emphasize, because once I know I am pure existence consciousness, I am divisionless. When? All the time I am divisionless. Therefore, nitya ananda ekarasam. Nitya ananda ekarasam. It is pure and permanent ananda. Ekarasam, pure, homogeneous ananda. and pratyaga bhinnam. It is not different from you. And nirantaram jayati, that Brahman remains excellently all the time. Nirantaram. It is ever successful, jayati, ever victorious, it is ever free. Nirantaram jayati is actually a hail to Brahman, it's a glory. That is eternally, excellently there all the time. This is the definition of Brahman, and more definitions will be given in the following shlokas up to shloka 240. So this section is the most important and central section of Viveka Chudamani. Shloka 226. Sadidam paramadvaitam swasmadanyasya vastuno bhavat nahyanyadasti kinchit samyak paramartha tattva tattva bodha dashayam. As I told, it's not in any meter, so we have to read it like prose. So depending on how we write. So what is the nature of Brahman? Shankaracharya, he says, it is advaitam, non-dual. So idam sat, Brahman, because he has defined Brahman as Satchidananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda in the previous sloka. So satya means pure existence, jnana means pure consciousness. So pure existence means existence as a noun. It's not existence as a noun. We know existence as an adjective. When we say pure existence as a noun. Similarly, pure consciousness was said as anantam. So, satyam, jnanam, anantam is otherwise said as satchidananda. Therefore, here sat means satchidanandam brahma. And it is said as parama advaitam, absolutely non-dual, secondless, divisionless, advaitam, absolutely parama. And why do we use the adjective absolutely divisionless? Why should we call it absolutely? Why not just advaitam? Acharya would have just said advaitam. In the sastras, they talk about three types of divisions. I don't know whether I have mentioned it in the course of these lectures, but somewhere else I have. And the three divisions are sajatiya, vijatiya, and swagata bedaha. Three types of differences. Sajatiya bedaha, vijatiya bedaha, and swagata bedaha. So, the difference between the object of one species and the object of another species, that is called vijatiya bedaha. For example, a man and a tree. Man is a species called human. And a tree, is a plant species. So, jati means group. And when we talk about the difference between one man and another man, or the difference between one tree and another tree, there is no species-wise difference at all. Both belong to the same species, tree species or human species. But one is, for example, a mango tree, another is a coconut tree. This difference is called sajatiya bedaha. The jati group is same, but there is difference. And the third form of difference is called swagata bedaha. Within one member itself, there are internal differences. For example, if you take a man, there are internal differences in the form of head, hand, leg, all those things. And if you take a tree, there are internal differences in the form of trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, the fruit and all that. So, this third difference that is called swagata bedaha. So, the Upanishad points out that Brahman does not have sajatiya, vijatiya and swagata bedas. There is no second thing belonging to non-Brahman category, that is Vijatiya. There is no difference belonging to Brahman category, Sajatiya, no two Brahmans at all. The internal difference, Brahman does not have like top, bottom, leg, hand, none of those things. So, that is what is said as Niravayavam Brahma, partless, there are no parts. And to indicate the absence of these three Vedas or divisions, the word used in this shloka is Parama Advaitam. Absolutely Advaitam. Otherwise, he would have just said Advaitam, but he wanted to make it very clear. So, Swasmat Anyasya Vastunaha Abhavat. And why there is no such difference in that Brahman? Because of this reason, swasmat. Swasmat means other than Brahman, there is no second object at all. Anyasya vastunaha abhavat. Then one can get that doubt. How do you say there is no second substance at all other than Brahman, the conscious principle? There is a solid world that we see. Lokaha. You see it all the time. You experience it, which is achetanam. You have to see a vijatiya beda actually. Why? Because there is a sentient Brahman and there is an insentient world. You should see the difference. The difference between Brahman and the world should come under sajatiya or vijatiya. Second Brahman is not there. So sajatiya beda is not there. But should we not have to accept vijatiya beda? Because there is a sentient Brahman and there is an insentient world. And how do you negate the difference or duality? Father Shankaracharya, he does not give the answer here. He is going to give it later. We are just only giving a clue for the sake of, because we raised this question, we need to give some answer. So we'll just only give a clue here. The details Shankaracharya himself will give later. And what is the clue? Shankaracharya, he wants to establish later that world is not a second substance. If world is taken as a second substance, then we can talk about two substances, namely Brahman and the world. We are going to show later that world is not a substance at all. It is another word used for Brahman itself. Similar to what? No, remember the example, the clay and the pot? We cannot talk of two substances there. What is the difference between clay and pot? If you ask, we cannot talk about sajatiya beda or vijatiya beda because they are one. There is only nama rupa matram. And whatever has got only a nominal existence, that is by name, we don't take it to account while counting. We don't count it as number two. We will accept the pot for the sake of transaction, for the sake of communication. We can say big pot, small pot, flat pot, round pot, all those things. For example, pot also I say clay, plate also I say clay, jug also I say clay. And if I ask you to bring the clay, you won't know which clay to bring. So different words are acceptable at the transactional level. That is called Vyavaharika Dvaitam. And therefore, for Vyavaharika purpose, accept the world. And that is why it is called Vyavaharika Satyam. Practical reality, relative reality. So give empirical reality to world, just as you give to the plate, to the jug, to the pot, for all of them. But when you seriously discuss the substance, what should we understand? Clay alone is Satyam. In the same way, Brahman alone is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. And what has got only transactional utility, it cannot be counted. And therefore, how many countable things are there? Advaita. That is what is said here. Swasmat anyasya vastunaha abhavat. There is no second substantial entity at all. Don't say there is no second thing. We have to be careful. We should not say there is no second thing. There is no second substantial entity. There are many nominal entities. Akasha is there, Vayu is there, Agni is there, Apaha, Prithivi. They are all there. We can count all those. But substance is Ekameva, only one. That is explained actually in the second line. Kinchit anyat nasti. There is nothing other than Brahman. Anyat means other than Brahman. That we have to supply. Therefore, Brahmanaha anyat kinchit nasti. How will you know that? Shankaracharya says, this Advaitam you can arrive only by inquiry. On superficial analysis, if someone asks how many materials are there, we may take an inventory and say there are 4 chairs, 5 tables, 6 desks, all that we can say. But on inquiry, we should say there is only one wood alone. But if you work, for example, in a store, in a furniture store, Swamiji gives the example, and write there is only one substance, then you may lose the job. So for survival, adapt to practical reality through Dvaitam, plurality. for freedom, use Advaitam. So, Bhava Advaitam Sadha Kuryat. Kriya Advaitam Na Karhichite. In knowledge, let there be Advaitam. In action, in transaction, never open the mouth of Advaitam. Therefore, at superficial level, there is Dvaitam, and at deeper level, there is Advaitam. Plurality and non-duality. Or Vyavaharika Drishtya, Dvaitam, and Paramarthika Drishtya, Advaitam. Vyavaharika Drishti, one need not work for, because we have that naturally, right from birth. Everyone is Dvaitin only. That is why Swamiji says that one need not teach that all these things are different. There is no need to teach that all these things are different. A physicist or a scientist need not teach all those things at all. But to teach that these are nothing but particles or energy in motion, lot of physics is required. They don't have to teach that these things are different. But to teach, they are nothing but particles or energy in motion, that requires a lot of teaching. Similarly, here also Shankaracharya says, for Dvaita Drishti, Vichara is not required. Advaita Drishti requires Vichara, inquiry. And only through inquiry one can know. Therefore, he says, Paramartha Tattva Bodha Dashayam. At the time of knowledge, of the absolute truth, Dasha means at the time of, in the wake of. What? Bodha Dashayam, in the wake of knowledge. What knowledge it is? Paramartha Tattvam, the absolute reality. And what is that? Brahmajnane Sati, Brahmajnanam. That is the ultimate knowledge. That is absolute reality. That also does not, it's not also an ordinary jnanam. Samyak jnanam. Conviction must come. Until conviction, all these words are only at the lip level or at the verbal level. It will not help in life crisis at all. If this wisdom should help in crisis of life, then it should be my conviction. It cannot be even said that it may be true. But Shankaracharya and all the elders have said that. But there are equally others, they say, Visishta Dvaitam, Dvaitam, they also other acharyas. Those acharyas are also, they are also very learned scholars. So there are different darshanas. Each one is great. Which one to accept? Kapila is called a Maharishi. Jaimini is called another Maharishi. They all talk in different languages. Therefore, just saying that Shankara also said, it is not a proof by itself, because each one will say that his Acharya said so. And we cannot also say that Vyasa Maharishi said this, because the Dvaitins will say Kapila Mahamuni also, Maharishi also said this. Therefore, great people said is not enough. I should have an independent thinking and I should know which is right and which is wrong. Actually, Swamiji, Dayana Swamiji nicely says, there are four things regarding conviction. And what are those four things? I should know what is right. And I should know what is wrong. And also, I should know why the right is right. And also, why the wrong is wrong. So, Swamiji says, OBTK, that doesn't work in Vedanta. The Catholicism will not work with respect to fact. 2 plus 2 is always 4 only. Somebody says 5, somebody says 6, they are all wrong. 2 plus 2 can be only 4. Therefore, in fact, there are no options. Whereas when it comes to transactions, in action, there are a lot of options. I have to analyze thoroughly and I should be convinced of one thing. And that knowledge is called what? Samyak Subhoda Dashayam. That is what is said in the shloka. Shloka 227.
Yeditam sakalam vishvam nana rupam pratitam ajnanat tat sarvam brahmaiva pratyastha sesha bhavana dosham.
So now the interesting question is, why don't we count the world as a second thing? Because Shankaracharya, he said in the previous shloka that there is no second thing at all. So why don't we count it? Here Shankaracharya answers that question and says that the world cannot be counted as second. Why? Taking the world as a substance, he calls it as ignorance. Just as taking a part as a substance is ignorance. Part is only a mere word for clay for transactional purposes. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is beautifully said that the first name given to anything is Brahman. Vedosi tadapi tadguhya nama bhavati. We all have got that secret name which is given first by our father. Vedosi, Vedaha means Chaitanyam, Brahma. The Veda itself says it is a secret name, Guhyam, not to be used in for example, in airline reservations. So that is the fact. And having told the fact first, the father says, for transactional purposes, I will name you so and so. So, original name is what? Brahmai. So, the Brahman is the first word. So, Brahmai Vedam Vishwam Idam Varishtam. So, for transactional purposes, the Brahman is called world now. So, he says, Sakalam Vishwam, this entire universe. Nana Rupam, of plurality. So, this entire universe of plurality, that is many namas, many rupas and many karmas, nama, rupa, karma, so many of them. So, all of them. So, forms are different among the ornaments. So, the names are also different. Not only the names and forms are different, the functions are also different. Each ornament decorates a particular organ. We cannot put the ring on the leg. Therefore, nama, rupa, karma, bedaha, parantu, vastu abedaha nasti. Therefore, nana rupam vishvam ajnanat pratitam. It is taken as a substance. Pratitam means appears as a substance. Ajnanat, because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, appears as a substance. It appears as a second substance. That is, I am the observer and the world is observed. I am one, world is another. I am subject, world is object. I am sentient and the world is insentient. So they are two. That statement is an error. Advaita Drishtiya, that statement is an error. This is the basic mistake. According to Advaita, there is no observed reality or substantiality other than the observer. What we experience need not be truth. We experience, for example, a flat earth. It is not true. We experience a small star. That is not true. We experience a stationary earth. That is not true. Therefore, experience does not prove reality. And the last and final example is, in dream, I experience a world different from me. Not only I experience a world, it is capable of frightening me also. And we have got special prayers also. Duswapana dushakana durgati dhavarmanasya durbhiksha durvyasana dushaka duryasams. All those shlokas are there. Why to be afraid of the dream world? But the dream is capable of frightening one so much. Why? Because it appears as a separate substance. But on waking up, they all get reduced to myself. Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmaname vadvayam. That first Dakshinamurti Swacharya said, and therefore prabodha samaye, when you wake up, advaitam, and therefore ajnanat pratitam, the appearance of substantiality is because of ignorance. And then what is the fact? Tat sarvam brahmaiva. Sarvam means sarvam jagat, the entire universe. This entire jagat, this entire universe is Brahman alone, brahmaiva. And what type of Brahman? Pratyastha asesha bhavana dosham, which is free from all the plurality, which is experienced by us. Bhavana, the experienced plurality. Kalpita dvaitam, or perceived plurality. Ashesha, all of them, without anything left out. So, all the perceived plurality is pratyastham, free from. And Shankaracharya, he uses the word dosham to indicate that plurality itself is samsara, samsara doshaha. It's like a disease. Non-duality alone is health. So, సో ద్వితీయాత్ ద్వితీయాద్వై భయం భవతి అద్వైతమేవ మోక్ష. సో ద్వైత దోషరహితం బ్రహ్మ. సో దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఆచార్య ఇస్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్. శ్లోక 228.
మృత్కార్యభూతోపి మృదో న భిన్న కుంభోస్తి సర్వత్ర తు మృత్స్వరూపాత్ న కుంభరూపం పృథగస్తి కుంభః కుతో మృష కల్పిత నామమాత్రః.
సో హియర్ శంకరాచార్య హీ గివ్స్ హీ షోస్ దట్ మెనీ వర్డ్స్ దే డూ నాట్ కన్వే మెనీ సబ్స్టెన్సెస్. ఇట్స్ ఆర్ సింపుల్ శ్లోకాస్. మెనీ వర్డ్స్ డూ నాట్ కన్వే మెనీ సబ్స్టెన్సెస్. నార్మలీ వెన్ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ నేమ్స్ ఆల్సో. కమింగ్ టు ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్వెంటరీ వి జస్ట్ నౌ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్, ఇఫ్ 10 నేమ్స్ ఆర్ రిటన్ వీ డోంట్ టేక్ ఇట్ మియర్లీ యాస్ 10 వర్డ్స్ బట్ యాస్ 10 సబ్స్టెన్సెస్. ఇఫ్ దర్ ఇస్ ద 11th వర్డ్ వీ థింక్ కరస్పాండింగ్లీ దర్ షుడ్ బి 11th ఆబ్జెక్ట్. దిస్ ఈస్ అవర్ ఓరియంటేషన్. సో వీ హవ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఈక్వేటెడ్ ద నామా అండ్ ఎ నామీ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ దర్ ఇస్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఇన్ నామా వీ హవ్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ దట్ దర్ ఇస్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఇన్ ద నామీ ఆల్సో. But Vedanta teaches us that it is not true always. So, where the example we have already seen, the clay example, the clay, jug, pot and all those things. So, we can use several words, but the substance is only one, namely clay. So, mrit karya bhutaha, mrita bhinnaha, kumbaha nasti. There is no pot at all different from clay. Kumbaha means pot. And what type of pot? Mritkaryabhutaha, a pot which is a product of clay. And why pot is not different from clay but different from gold? Because pot is not different from clay but pot is different from gold. Why? Because they don't have the karya karana sambandha. Only when there is karya karana sambandha, the cause and effect relationship, words are many, substance is one. That condition is very important. The karya karana sambandha should be there. Clay and gold are different. Clay and wood are different. But clay and pot are not. They are identical. Gold and bangle are identical. Wood and desk are identical. Between Brahman and world, there is no plurality because the karya karana sambandha is there. That is the condition to establish non-duality. Therefore, that adjective, Mritkarya Bhutaha, is a crucial word. No pot different from clay, because pot is a product of clay. And this can be proved not only by logic, but also by experience. He says, Sarvatra tu mritswarupat. When you study pot, thinking that it is a new substance, for example, somebody gave you a pot, you are studying as a new substance. And when you try to analyze, what do you find? There is only clay alone in the top, in the middle, in the bottom, everywhere. And that there is the thing called pot. Where is that? There is nothing called pot at all, but mere word. It's all clay only all over. So he says, Sarvatra, in every part of the pot, top, middle and bottom, Mritswarupat, there is clay substance only. Kumbarupam, Prithak Nasti, there is no substantial pot separate, Prithak, from clay. Here, rupa means substance. And therefore, kumbaha mrisha, pot is unreal, mere nama only. Kalpita nama matraha, it is nothing but a name invented by me, by my kalpana, for the sake of transaction. It is a valid kalpana because I have to transact with the world. So, for the sake of transaction, I have given that name. What has got nominal existence, that is called mithya. In Vedantic language. Therefore, kutaha kumbaha asti. Where is pot at all? That's what Acharya says. It is only a nama rupa. So, we'll stop it here and continue in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya yapara samaheshwaraha. Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.